The following is a talk given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami during the Navadvip Mandal Parikrama. This class occurred in March of 1994. The talk is about Hamsa Vahan.
And this pastime of Hamsa Vahan illustrates how great a devotee he is. Sukadev Goswami was speaking on Gaura Bhagavat here, the Bhagavatam of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. And sages from all over the universe had gathered to hear. Actually not here, but at Mahisharanya. When Lord Shiva heard about that, then he wanted to come here very quickly to not miss the class. So he came on his bull, but the bull was not going fast enough for him. When from Kailash he passed by Satyaloka, he borrowed the swan carrier, or Hamsa Vahan, of Lord Brahma, and he came flying in on the swan carrier. When the sages saw the swan, they thought Brahma had come. They were quite surprised to see it was Lord Shiva coming on Brahma's carrier. So in the river here, if you see, there's a small bamboo structure in the water, which is protecting the deity. The deity is this manifested after this happened and has been here for a very long time. So there is kept under the water because the deity is so ecstatic, so hot and eager to hear the pastime that if you don't keep the deity in water, it starts to smoke. Once a year, the villagers take the deity out of the water and take to the temple where they visit. And they continuously, day and night, are pouring water on the deity. Water, milk, liquids. Last year, during the month of Chaitra, many devotees went there, including Kamalakrishna Maharaj, Nidai Chan Maharaj. I also had the good fortune of going, and all the villagers queue up, and day and night they're offering Ganges water to the Shiva deity. The deity is a swan with Lord Shiva on the back of the swan, stone deity. It was kind of an interesting pastime when we went there this year. As usual, I was a little late. I think Kamalakrishna Maharaj and Nidai Chan Maharaj got there on time. I was a little late and only reached at the sunset. At that time, they were doing a special puja for Lord Shiva. And some devotees, they were all inside the temple room, so they requested me, please wait 15 minutes. So for this parikrama, I wanted to research where was the Puskar Tirtha.
partaking the devotees of this tribe. So we went to the Puskar Tirtha, which was not very far away. When we got to Puskar Tirtha, then a devotee told me that he had kicked over the vessel which was containing the Ganges water. So we didn't have any more Ganges water to offer to Lord Shiva. So then we thought, let's offer Puskar water, which was the holy Tirtha. So we got the Puskar water and came back to Lord Shiva. And what was happening, they had finished their puja and they had a special thing they do is they put a certain kind of flower on Lord Shiva and drops of water fall on the flower. If the wish of the devotee will be fulfilled, the flower pops open and flies into the air and falls into the pujari's hand or falls over. If the wish will not be given, then the flower just falls over on its side and nothing happens. And then the pujari says, "Get out! Get out! You are not that much." So we were outside and they were all eagerly trying to see what is going to happen. And we were chanting Hare Krishna, Goranga!
Goranga!
But inside they were so intent, they said, stop that chanting. So we just slowed down the chanting softly, and for a long time, nothing was happening. So then, okay, chant loud. Please chant again. We started chanting, and the water dropped, and the flower popped open and flew in the pujari's hand, and he was... He also got excited. Harivo, Harivo! Chant louder! We're getting the blessings now. So there we were chanting loudly. Please come in. Lord Shiva is very pleased by your chanting. So they brought out all the devotees, offered their milk and Ganga water, Puskar water. So there are different people there. There are Vaishnavas there worshipping Shiva because of his coming down to hear the pastimes of Gauranga. There were Shiva Bhakti, but they were also coming and chanting, Gauranga!
Gauranga!
So this way, Lord Shiva was so merciful that he was bringing everyone also to the lotus feet of Gauranga. We should see in the Navadvip Dham that Lord Shiva has many pastimes. All the devas are having many pastimes, especially Lord Shiva. And Lord Brahma, they're having different pastimes. Lord Shiva is bringing his devotees to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We just heard how Lord Brahma sent his sons, the seven rishis, to go and hear about and worship Lord Chaitanya. So the devas, they're directing the devotees, directing the people to take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are very pleased when the devotees of the Lord also are bringing people to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the purpose of Krishna consciousness movement, is to bring people to the lotus feet of Lord Gauranga!
Gauranga!
And engage them in the sankirtan sacrifice. When we perform sankirtan, then the whole world is blessed. And as we're going on in Navadvip Parikrama, when we get to the next place, Nayanasharanya, we should do kirtan there. Because that will also help to diminish the sinful reactions in the whole world and increase the potency of religiosity. As we're going around in Navadvip Dham, which is also the center of everything, this is also diminishing in the whole universe all the materialistic natures of the people and increasing their potential for becoming Krishna conscious. We can see how eager Lord Shiva was when he came to hear, and that eagerness is one of the basic qualities of Krishna consciousness that we need to increase. The more we are eager to hear, to chant, to serve, that utsaho, enthusiasm, is the first principle mentioned by Rupa Goswami. So by meditating on the great enthusiasm of Lord Shiva, who was so eager to come to hear the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, We can pray at His Lord's feet for the blessing of Pusao, of enthusiasm. The wild wagon is mounted down to Vikrama. We can take advantage of all the ecstatic association and very enthusiastically hear, chant, remember, serve the Lord's feet of the Lord. So since we're stopping in many places, we will just speak a few minutes here. One thing you notice that this tree under which Lord Shiva resides has many bats, but when you are chanting, they all started to fly. So we can give them one last vibration to liberate them.
Go!
Everyone has seen where the Lord Shiva is in the water?
No.
The bamboo structure?
He stand and show us.
This is also this river. This Govardhani River. This flows to the Naimisharanya. It's a sacred river. Over there, you see there's some bamboos with some green in the middle? That is where Lord Shiva is. That anyone who touches the Shiva when he's under the water didn't lose the teleport. So that's why it's not recommended. Since this,
Mahavishnu Maharaj is giving water from the Gomati.